Michel, Theater of the Air.
Shell South Africa and Shell dealers throughout the Republic take pleasure in presenting Tonight's the Night by David Blackwell. This amusing comedy of the theater has been specially adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell.
You young fellows don't know you're born. Look at what you're putting on your face now. Touch of 5 and 9 and a dab of rouge and you're made up.
And what is wrong with that?
Nothing, laddie, nothing at all. But when I was your age, I found things a little different, believe me. Tonight I'd make up as little Billy and Trilby. Tomorrow night as Svengali. The following night as Gecko. Do you believe that?
Why, certainly, Guz, if you say so. Well, I'm jolly glad I don't have to go through the hoop like that. It takes me all my time to cope with the juvenile roles, like Cyril in Tonight's the Night. Do you know, if I go on looking just the slightest bit too pale or with no highlight on the jolly old nose, I get a dozen letters to tell me so.
Upon my word, Claude, I don't know what to make of you young fellows. Suppose you had to play my part tonight. How would you get on?
My dear old Gus, could anyone in their wildest dreams imagine me, Claude Downing, in character? Why, if I went on in that get-up, they'd give me the bird in 42 different ways.
Not if you were properly made up, Claude. That's the point I'm aiming at. If you took your job seriously, you'd keep experimenting with makeup until you could pass for me anywhere.
Oh, heaven forbid. I mean to say, old boy, it isn't possible. I could no more look like you than you could look like me. If you see what I mean.
I could look like you.
What?
I repeat, if necessary, I could make up for your part and not a soul in the audience would be any the wiser.
Oh, I say, old boy, that's pitching it a bit strong, isn't it? I mean to say, you pass yourself off as me.
And why not, may I ask?
Without being personal, Gus, there's the question of age to begin with.
I can give you a few years.
A few?
Well, not as many as you think. But I am prepared to admit that it wouldn't be easy. I'd need a solid hour at least. But with the aid of these magic little sticks, laddie, I could transform myself into Claude Downing and defy anyone to notice the difference.
No, but I say, oh boy, it isn't just a question of makeup, you know. I mean, there's my personality. A thousand little tricks of stagecraft, a flick of the finger, a twist of the lip, a curl of the eyebrow.
I know them all, laddie.
You do?
Everyone. I've studied you, Claude. I study everyone. It's a habit of years. And I can honestly say that there isn't one person of my acquaintance whose appearance and personality I couldn't reproduce to perfection.
You mean to say you could walk into this dressing room made up as someone else and I wouldn't recognize
you? Well, that's hardly fair, Daddy. The lights in the room might reveal certain flaws that certainly wouldn't get apparent on the stage or even in the street.
You say you could deceive me in the street?
Certainly.
I'd be willing to bet 50 rand that you couldn't.
You mean that?
I certainly do.
Have a chair for Guinness, please. Yeah.
Coming.
Look here. Let's get this straight before we go down. You're willing to bet 50 rand. I can't make you believe I'm someone else.
Outside the theatre, yes.
Very well. I'll take that.
But how are we going to decide it?
Well, we'll have a time limit, of course. Say we start from the close of tonight's performance and end the bet at the beginning of tomorrow night's show.
Yes, that sounds fair enough. But you have to speak to me.
Naturally. And if you fail to recognize me within 2 minutes, I win the bet.
Right. And if I do recognize you?
You must use a certain phrase, anything at all.
I know. Tonight's the night. I'll say that.
Well, very good, lady. If after I speak to you, you say tonight's the night, within 2 minutes, mark you, the 50 rand is yours.
Mr. Downing, curtain's going up. Mr. Downing.
Yes, coming.
It's a bet, then, Gus, from the end of tonight's show. But I'm afraid you'll lose your money, dear boy. You can't fool little Claude.
Oh.
nice night, Mr. Downing. Quite a good house tonight, you.
Yes, it was. Nice, eh, Jimmy? Has Gus been gone long?
Oh, Mr. Mann. Yes, he went out over half an hour ago.
That's unfair. I know he's not in the finale, but he's supposed to wait for the last curtain.
Yes, well, you know what these old pros are, sir. Only too glad to get out once they're finished.
Yes. No call tomorrow.
No, sir, the board's quite clear. Good night, Mr. Downing.
Good night, old boy. Ah, by Jove. What a lovely night. It's too good to waste. I think I'll take a taxi to Melania. Yeah, there's one. Hey, taxi!
These cab isn't guised.
I say, you can't put that over on me, you know. You've got the vacant sign up.
Yes, sir. I'm a side. I am already engaged.
Oh, who engaged you?
Shankaran.
What name?
I don't know. I have to fight here.
Well, you can jolly well take me instead. How do you know this fellow's going to turn up? What's he look like, anyway?
I don't know. I have not seen him yet. I am just Paul Devine.
Well, I am your new passenger.
No. Get out my cab.
I like that. Do you know who I am?
No. But if you will not get out, I will throw you out.
You what? Yes, you can't talk like that, you know. After all, you're here for the benefit of the public. My money is as good as anyone else's.
My hat, it's you, Gus.
What is that?
Congratulations, old boy. It's a marvelous makeup. But the 2 minutes isn't up yet, you know. I tumbled to it just in time.
I do not understand.
Oh, yes, you do, Gus, or you will when I've said the magic words. Tonight's the night, old boy. Tonight's the night. Now, top up 50 rand. I've won.
Tonight's the night. Oh, I am very sorry, sir. I think you are the gentleman I think you are.
Oh, a marvelous piece of work, Gus, old boy. It nearly took me in. I don't mind admitting it.
I will take you at once to where you wish to go, sir.
I say, old boy, there's no need to keep up the joke any longer, you know. And I say tonight's the night. Gus, tonight's the night.
Yeah, I heard.
Oh, well, if you want to play the thing out to the bitter end, oh, man, it's all right with me. But don't forget, I've won the bet.
This is the place, sir.
Eh? What place?
The rendezvous, sir.
Yo, now look here. Gus, what are you jolly well up to? I said we'd go to the Milano.
Now, two short knocks and then two drunk ones. That is a signal.
Oh, I get it. Gaming joint, huh? Well, I don't mind a little gamble. Especially at your expense, old boy.
You will knock now, please.
Oh, whatever you say, Gus. But I do think it's about time you came out of character, you know. However, please yourself. Two short knocks and two long ones. Well, here goes.
Now, when the door opens, you will please repeat the words agreed on.
Repeat them?
Yeah.
But why? This doesn't concern anyone else, does it?
I think so.
I say, you are a Gus Mann, aren't you?
No.
By Jove. What? I thought that makeup was too good. No, you're not Gus. Gus is much shorter than you come to think of it. Look here, what are you playing at?
You will soon see.
Did Gus send you to pick me up?
Someone is coming.
Look, just what is this all about?
So, you have come.
Well, of course I've come. I had no option.
You know me?
No, I can't say I do. Unless... Gus, it is you this time. I recognize you, you old scoundrel.
You have something to say to me, yeah?
Something to say? Oh, yes, of course, yes. Tonight's the night. How's that?
You will come inside.
Thanks, old boy. Yeah. That's a nice face you've got here.
Pietro, the door.
Very good, Excellency.
Pietro? Oh, the taxi driver, Chaffee. Yes. A picturesque name, what? Do you know Gus, old boy?
I thought he was you at first. Silly of me.
You have brought the papers.
Yep. The papers? I thought you read them already. There's not much news in them these days. All about these Russians and Americans hurtling themselves around in space.
Come, let us waste no more time. The papers.
Oh, come off it now, Gus. You're not a Philadelphia now, you know. Now, how about paying up like a gentleman?
Ah, so you want I should give you the money first, huh?
Well, a wager's a wager, oh boy.
You shall have your money now for fear. But first, I must be satisfied that you have kept your part of the contract. Is that not so?
Yeah, I've done that all right. I did say tonight's the night just as soon as I recognized you. And it was well within the 2 minutes limit.
Come, come. I must see the papers. Surely you have understood that.
Really, the way you keep talking about the papers, one would think we just opened. There won't be any more notices now, old boy. We've been running for 3 months.
Oh, you think you can fool me, huh?
I'm jolly certain you can't fool me anymore. And what's more, I've proved it.
I give you one more chance. The papers? I must have the papers now.
I don't know what you're talking about, old man.
Pietro, there.
Heads up. Seize him.
If I say...
Man, put your hands.
Hold him fast, Pietro. I want to go through his pocket.
I say, you're not Gus.
Mine.
What? I thought you were a friend of mine. There's been a dreadful mistake. Excuse me. I'd like to leave at once.
That will not be possible.
Leave my pockets alone. What would you try to do, rob me?
Pietro, you have made the mistake. This is not our man.
What? But he used the code words we agree on, Excellence. He say very plain, tonight's the night.
I'm telling you, he is not the man we want.
Well, of course I'm not. Now, look here. Just let me go and I'll say nothing further about this. I'll forget it ever happened.
He will forget, all right. Take him downstairs to the cellar. We will make sure he will forget.
Come on, my friend.
Stop, you don't need to. I say, let me out of here. Let me out at once, do you hear? You can't do this sort of thing, you know. It's absolutely impossible.
What was that? Oh, somebody touched my foot. Oh, it must have been a rat. Get out, you brute. Oh, this is too much.
Let me out of here. I insist on being released immediately. Open up there. This is Claude Downing, do you hear? Claude Downing, in person.
What am I going to do? What about tomorrow night's show? Oh, they'll put my understudy on and Norman simply couldn't do the part justice.
Let me out! Let me out at once!
I'll stay.
What? Is someone in there?
Yes, on the other side of the door.
Well, let me out, will you, like a good girl? It's simply beastly in this cellar.
Who did you say you was?
I'm Claude Downing.
Yeah.
Why, yes, of course. There's only one Claude Downing that I know of. Look, can't you open the door?
No, he's got a padlock on it.
Oh, drat. Well, now, look here, my dear. Go out and tell someone what's happened. Go and find a policeman. Tell him these lunatics have got me locked up in a coal cellar.
I can't.
You can't? Why not?
The place is locked up and there's a geezer what's on duty all the time. I say.
Yes?
Well, I suppose you are Claude Downing. The Claude Downing, I mean.
Well, of course I am, yes. Have you seen me on stage?
Oh, yes, ever so often. I thought he was just lovely tonight's the night.
I say, did you really?
But you sound a little different now.
Yes, well, that's it all. Who wouldn't? I mean, I've been hurled down here into this beastly coal cellar without any reason at all, as far as I can see. It's dark and cold and the filthy rats running about.
Oh, what a shame.
What sort of place is this, anyway? No. Who are you?
I'm Lizzie.
Lizzie?
Yes, Lizzie Brown. I work in the kitchen.
Oh, I see. Who are the people you work for?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't tell you, honest.
But you must know who you work for. I mean, I demand to know who they are.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. You see, I'm just sort of attached to the house.
Attached to the house? I mean, the house. You mean you're fond of it?
No, but the people what had it before went and leased it to these foreigners, and I goes with the house, see?
And what are their names? You must surely know that.
Well, the head gent calls himself Radotsky. He's Hungarian, I think.
I think so, too. And it strikes me there's something very odd going on here. In fact, Lizzie, dear girl, I believe your employer is a spy or something.
Good heavens!
Oh, that's what it looks like to me. Couldn't you possibly go out and get a policeman?
Not till morning.
Dear, I can't stay here all night. My nerves are already in a frightful condition. Oh, couldn't you pick the lock or something like that?
What lock?
Well, the padlock on this door, of course. Oh, no, I dare say you couldn't. It takes a cracksman or something like that.
Tell you what, Mr. Downey.
Yes? I mean, yes.
There's a bunch of keys hanging under the kitchen sink.
Yeah, well.
One of them just might fit this padlock.
By Jove, Lizzie, you really think so?
Well, most of these padlocks are pretty simple. And anyway, I think this one in the door belongs to the house. They don't bring it with them.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Yes, if the padlock belongs to the house, one of the keys is pretty sure to fit it.
Well, it's worth trying, don't you think?
I certainly do, Lizzie. And if you get me out of this cellar, you shall have a front seat in the stalls as often as you wish.
Oh, do you mean me?
On my word of honour, as a gentleman and as an actor.
Blimey, stalls and all.
Yeah, so honey, like a good girl, Lizzie, you'll get that bunch of keys. Oh, there's another rat. Come quickly, quickly, Lizzie, before I faint. I'll never forget you for this, Lizzie.
Oh, I do nothing, really.
Aren't you? Aye, Joe, if you get me out of here, you'll not only be performing a great service to the theatre, but to the entire scene of Western culture.
Western what?
Yes, what's more, if I get out of here, I may be able to frustrate a diabolical plot to disrupt the North Atlantic Treaty or something equally important.
Oh, fancy that.
Of course, I don't really know. I'm only surmising, but I don't think those birds are up to any good.
Got it!
Yes, you've unlocked it. You mean I'm...
Yes, I just unlocked
it. Oh, Lizzie, you're an angel. I can't see you, but I'm going to kiss you.
Oh, blimey. I've been kissed by Claude Downing.
In person, my dear. And now, we'll creep upstairs and see what's going on. Now, quietly.
Anyone about?
Come see yourself.
Oh, that big guard piece is generally snooping about at night.
Pietro?
Oh, I don't know his name.
Pietro drives a taxi, weighs about 250 pounds. I pray we don't meet him.
What are you going to do?
Make for the front door. Which way is it? I can't see a thing.
To the right.
Right. All right, follow me.
Who is that?
Shh.
Is there someone? Fight. I put on lights.
Blimey.
Now we're for it.
So, it is you, my friend.
Now, look here.
How did you get out of the cellar?
I let him out, if you must know.
Why don't you mind your own business, hang?
I wouldn't let a fellow countryman of mine be hurt by a bunch of dirty foreigners.
By Jove, Lizzie, that line would bring the house down if it were in a play.
I think you both go back to the cellar now.
You keep your dirty hands off of me.
Now, look here, old chap. No rough stuff, do you hear? This is a civilized country after all.
Come on, see here.
Stand back, you cad, or I wouldn't be responsible.
I fix you.
Lizzie, the door. Run for it.
Down, you dog.
Leave the girl alone. You can't go on, Lizzie. Have him. Yeah. Care of him.
Let go of my ear. Oh, you think you clever, eh? I fix you.
Don't do you. Won't be. Not right. What the police here. Have the police.
Damn it, sir. Are you all right?
Here, sir, see? Here, sir. Hello, dear. I can't go on tomorrow night.
My lip. He's damaged my lip.
You'll be comfortable here.
I still don't know what exactly happened, Mr. Downey. What happened?
Well, it's really perfectly simple, my dear. Those people were foreign agents of some kind. They were evidently expecting another agent whom they didn't know. So the arrangements were that he should be picked up outside the Adelphi Theatre by Pietro and would mention a password. The phrase was, tonight's the night.
But why?
Well, it was a perfectly natural sentence to choose when you consider this fellow was to be picked up outside the Adelphi where tonight's the night is running.
Oh.
Probably he was told to attend the performance just to throw off suspicion and that Pietro would be waiting for him after the show finished.
How did you come into all this?
I'm not quite sure. Either the right man didn't turn up at all or else he was running late. Anyway, I was looking for a taxi to take me to Milano's, and I happened to pick on Pietro.
But you wouldn't know the password.
Well, it just so happened that I did use the password at the critical moment. And as soon as I said, tonight's the night, Pietro thought I was the person he was waiting for.
But why did you go into the house?
Well, Lizzie, let us say it was a case of mistaken identity. We won't go into that now. You'd better clear off to bed. Yeah, I'm almost on the point of collapse.
Oh, it was nice of you to find me this room, Mr. Downey.
Jove, my dear. After the way you helped me, it was the very least I could do. And believe me, Mrs. Hicks is a motherly old soul. She looked after me pretty well, and she's promised to treat you as though you're my own sister.
Oh, I'm ever so much obliged to you.
And I'm ever so much obliged to you, Lizzie. I'll never forget what you did for me tonight.
Would you like a job at the theatre?
You mean it?
Well, certainly. I mean, there's sure to be a front-of-house job I could wangle for you. Yes, anyway, maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. Good night, my dear. And thanks for everything.
Good night, Mr. Downey. I suppose you wouldn't...
Wouldn't what, my dear?
Well, kiss me like you did before.
Lizzie, I'd love to. There you are. A chaste salute. How's that?
Oh, you're wonderful.
Yes, I'm not bad. Oh, dear, I don't feel very wonderful at the moment. Just look at my eyes.
Won't you be able to go on tomorrow?
I'm a trooper, Lizzie. I shall do my best. The show must go on, you know. Besides, my understudy is an awful little twerp. Come in.
Mr. Downing.
Blimey, a policeman.
Yes, hi, Mr. Downing.
I'm afraid you'll have to come along with me, sir.
Oh, what for?
There's some things been stolen from the Adelphi Theatre, and you were seen getting away with them.
What? But you're crazy, old boy. I'm Claude Downing.
I don't care who you are. You've got to come along with me.
But this is preposterous.
I know him.
Eh, no.
This here gentleman, he ain't no copper at all. He's a geezer what takes a part of the count in your show.
You... Gus! Well, of course.
You didn't recognize me.
No, but Lizzie did. And that just shows what a rotten makeup artist you are. Tonight's the night, old boy, and you can give that 50 rand to Lizzie. She's jolly well earned it.
Oh, Mr. Downey, Claude, I think I'm gonna faint.
And so ends Tonight's the Night by David Blackwell, with Stuart Brown as Gus and the Hungarian Carl, Rex Garner as Claude, Annabel Linda as Lizzie, and Bill Brewer as the taxi driver. Tonight's the Night was adapted and produced by Michael Silver for Shell.